And in France yesterday, lawmakers voted down a controversial bill that would have cleared the way for the planting of genetically modified crops. It's seen as a surprise setback to the government of President Nicolas Sarkozy. Eleanor Beardsley has more.
Pour 136, contre 135.
Cheers erupted inside and outside the Assemblée Nationale as the bill's defeat by one vote on a technicality was read out. The law was supposed to be a compromise between the pro- and anti-genetically modified crops camps by laying down the conditions for their cultivation in France, Europe's breadbasket. In reality, both sides were uneasy with the legislation. Proponents said it gave too much ground to environmentalists by making it compulsory to publicly disclose any GM field under cultivation. Critics attacked the legislation for lacking safeguards to protect conventional crops from GM contamination. Even as the price of wheat skyrockets, Europe remains resistant to gene-altered foods. Some genetically modified crops are approved for import, but only one, a Monsanto corn, has been approved for planting. And even it has been banned by several countries, including France. Still, some countries have called for the speedy approval of certain products to bolster food security, lower the price of feedstuffs for livestock farmers, and improve trade relations with the U.S. and Canada. Meanwhile, the French Prime Minister has vowed to resubmit the bill for passage. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.